Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Congressional Democrats are stepping up their opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal currently under discussion among 12 Pacific Rim nations. Labor unions and environmental groups are also vocal critics of TPP. President Barack Obama leaves for Asia on Wednesday with his first stop in Japan. The president also will travel to South Korea, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Those talks with the TPP are likely to be high on the president's agenda. The National Feed and Grain Association claims in a new report that the U.S. agricultural sector has lost as much as $2.9 billion because China continues to reject shipments of U.S. corn due to the presence of a genetically engineered variety that China has not approved. NGFA puts the direct losses from the rejections at $1 billion, with another $1.14 billion in indirect losses to U.S. corn producers due to lower market prices for corn. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,360. It's up 17 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 35.31, and it's up 7.75 points. And the S&P 500 is trading 18.60, and it is up 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest experienced a good weekend of field work potential, at least, and looks as though this week will still be favorable in quite a few areas. It does appear, though, that there's going to be a little bit of a disruption to farming activity in the western Corn Belt. We have a disturbance that's moving eastward across from the plains and will be in the western Corn Belt today. It will dissipate, though, as it moves further to the east in time. A second storm system will form in the plains as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday, and it will follow the same path, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms into the western Corn Belt once again, and the precipitation will once again fall apart as it tries to move eastward across the Mississippi River. As a result, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt during the early to middle part of this week. Sufficient amounts of rain will occur to disrupt field work, and we'll likely see the moisture increase, topsoil moisture, in support of long-term crop development potential. And places like Iowa, as well as Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, and Wisconsin will all get moisture from these two weather systems, and we'll also see a few areas staying a little bit too wet. Over the weekend, we saw some precipitation of significance in parts of northern Iowa, Mason City, Iowa, picking up on more than 2 inches of rain. But for the most part, the areas that are too wet in the western portions of the Corn Belt are mostly up in Minnesota right now, and we'll probably see that, as well as some areas in Iowa and Wisconsin, continuing to struggle with the moisture surplus for a while. In contrast, it didn't rain across some of the eastern portions of the Midwest, and precipitation over this next 7 days will be rather limited across those areas. Places from Illinois into Ohio and parts of northern Kentucky will either be free of precipitation through a big part of the period of time, or will only see some brief interruptions with light showers expected. The resulting rainfall by this time next week may not be more than a half inch of moisture in some locations, and that means that fieldwork will continue to advance across some of those particular areas. The U.S. Delta and southeastern states will also see relatively favorable conditions with very little rainfall this week and a continuation of warm temperatures. Most of the temperatures in the U.S. Midwest will probably not be quite as warm as some would like to see. Temperatures will actually have a little bit of a cooler bias this week, mainly because of a late week cool off that will take place that will force temperatures below average across parts of the region once again. We do expect to see enough precipitation occurring in the western Corn Belt this week to keep fieldwork rather sluggish, but there will be some progress made. And it looks like our temperatures across the majority of the Midwest will still be favorable, I suppose. We'll look for the afternoon highs today across a big part of the region, running primarily in the 60s and 70s. There may actually be a couple of locations in the lower Ohio River Valley that will see temperatures over 80 degrees. Tomorrow afternoon will be cooler. We'll look for highs in the 50s and 60s across most of the eastern Midwest, while 60s and 70s will occur in the west. We'll look for the temperatures across the region as we go into Wednesday afternoon, running still 50s and 60s in the eastern Midwest, but a few more 70 and perhaps a lower 80 degree reading or two will occur in the western portions of the Corn Belt. And then another day or so out in time, we'll see 60s and 70s fairly common across the region, with another couple of 80 degree highs in the south, perhaps on Thursday and or Friday. Well, we do expect to see hard red winter wheat country get an opportunity for some relief this week. Another disturbance, the second out of the series of three, will be impacting the region as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday. With this second system will probably not produce much moisture in the High Plains region. The big event for hard red winter wheat country will be this coming weekend, when widespread precipitation may occur, and it'll be the most significant precipitation for some areas that's seen so far this season. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading coming back from the long 3-day weekend. Hard red winter May wheat, 738.5, down 19.5. July, 749.5, down 15.5. Soft May wheat, 670, down 21.25. July, 677.25, down 21.75. May corn, 491.5, down 3.25. July, 497, down 3.5. December, 492, down 4.75. May soybeans, 1494.75, down 19.25. July, 1484, down 18.25. November, 1222.25, down 17. May soybean meal, 482.40, down 5.90. Now it's down $6. May soybean oil, 43.11, down 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. When I came in this morning, I took a quick look at the charts to see how price action had progressed over the last several days. I noted late in last week we had new high for the move in soybeans, and then I looked this morning and I saw we actually gapped lower, and I'm wondering, is this the start of something or what?
Well, you look back over even the last couple months, we've had, it seems like any time we kind of spike into a new recent high, we do have a period where we kind of pull back here a little bit, and it seems to be what we're doing today. Of course, the talk of cancellations or inability to meet financial obligations for soybean shipments into China, continuing to kind of keep the upside somewhat limited here as Chinese crushers, at least you continue to hear of stories of not being able to source letters of credit. That causes some concern in the export community here. And that's causing a little bit of pullback. Also, probably just some general profit-taking here to start the week, Dave. But, the storyline, at least on the demand side, isn't going to go away, and I don't know if cheaper prices necessarily solve that issue either, Dave. But we do for a little bit of a technical correction. Seems like that's what we're seeing here this morning. We'll see if this thing has any more legs over the next few days or not.
The wheat market appears to be about weather. Some of the areas that were dry got rain over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of those areas did see a little rain. You listen to Drew there, he's talking about some more rain here coming up this weekend. So, yeah, mostly a weather story, down about 20 cents here to start the week. And that's really what's been helped driving it on the upside, so not surprising that some better chance of rain takes it down a little bit. Crop progress out this afternoon. Winter wheat ratings will be updated, so we'll see what the USDA says about those.
Yeah, and now we look like a potential open window for some planting, too, huh?
Yeah, a little rain tonight, maybe a little chance later next week. That doesn't seem too bad. I think the weather models seem to be a little mixed on what happens next week. European, a little cooler and wetter, while the American model, a little drier. So we'll see how those materialize here. But overall, some active corn planting in parts of the state over the weekend, and it looks like we could see some more open window coming. That's going to continue to limit the upside, Dave.
Yeah, and the upside in December corn, what about five and change, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. We've kind of had a case where we've kind of had lower highs here over the last week or so. So, you know, that 505 area is kind of resistant. It's going to be a tough nut to crack here if this weather continues to trend in the right direction.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 491, down 3 3/4. July, 496 and a half, down 4. December, 491 and a half, down 5 1/4. May soybeans, 1494 and a quarter, down 19 3/4. July, 1483, down 19 1/4. November, 1220 and a half, down 18 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.